Okay, so Parshas Chayesara, beginning, middle, and end. It's all about death and Kvura. Really, it's about life and how precious life is. That's the truth. But Sarah, Avram, Yishmael, raises the subject not only of Kvura, but of Hesped. Vayavo Avraham lispod the Sarah v'liv kosa. And then we have, you know, as we've been circling around, you know, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. After all, there's a reason that Avram wanted to purchase the field of Machpelah with the Ma'ara Sherbo. And that was for purposes of Kvura. The Rambam says, Ha'esped kavod amesu, sugya in Sanhedrin, daf mem vav, yikara deshechvi, yikara dechayi, we paskin, it's yikara deshechvi, there are two nafgamina, one the kula, one the chumra. So the chumra, lefikach, kofen et sayorshin, litain schar, mekonin, mekonin, so sov, to no so. If it was yikara dechayi, so the family members could say, all right, we don't need some people to say something very nice about our relative. We'd rather save the money for other purposes. You know, ma'avirin es hameis mipnei akala, we're making a wedding later in the year. We want to be able to get the 17-piece band, you know, so we'll, you know, we're not going to hire the mekonos. That's the chumra. V'im tziva shelo yispedu ein sov tenosa. I was once involved in such a kavura where the person left b'feirush that there can be no hespedim at my funeral. It was a person that was really deserving of hespedim, I have to say. So that was an interesting rabbinic experience. But since it's kavod hameis, he can be mochel in his own kavod. Question is, what did the Rambam mean? Shekvura mitzvah. Hesped undoubtedly is a form of a mitzvah as well. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel and Perek Yedalet. Maybe it's only a mitzvah the Rabbanan, but still. You probably don't have to l'reyecha kamocha as well, so you need a little bit of insight into that. So the primary place that this is dealt with in the Torah, in terms of kura being a mitzvah, is a very unusual location, but one that makes a great deal of sense if you think about it. So the way that we understand, based on the majority position, is that it's not kohan iskalim nitlin. You can take a look at the seventh source, which is the sheet of Rebbe Lazar. For whatever reason, Rashi quotes it on Ala Torah. But we accept the position of the Chachamim that it's only the worst of the worst, which is basically people who curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu by cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you could curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Avodah Zarah, Hashem Hu Mega'adev. So if you have Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Vechenek, anybody happen to know off the top of their head how many Niskalin there are? This would be incredible, Bekiyas, if anybody happened to know there. How many different crimes can you get Skila for? What's that?
12.
18. Okay, so there are 18, and two of them are subject to the din of Tliya. So, like, this is the worst of the worst, because Skila, Srefa, Harik, Chanek. Lo salin ivlaso aletzki kavar sikvirenu bayomahu kiki laso lohim taloi velo tetameras es admascha asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachala. Okay, so we have the mitzvah skvura ki kavar sikvirenu bayomahu. We have the isser of halana sameis, that we shouldn't leave the body out overnight. And we have this unusual clause. So let me just like go for some low-hanging fruit here. Oh, that was terrible. I really did not intend that. You know, I say it all the time. Okay, so why do you think the mitzvah of kavura is derived from this very idiosyncratic case? You know, you'd think if there's one thing that applies to everybody, it would be kavura. So why isn't there a pasuk somewhere that says, you know, chiyumasish, you know, Tikbaruo, so something like that, right? It's like a universal. Why would you say, Eitan Barinholtz, why would it appear in this very specific context if you're dealing with somebody that was not just amongst the Misas Bezdin, not just amongst the Niskalin, but the Nitlin, the worst of the worst? Why is this like a super appropriate, or as we used to say back in the day, highly appropriate place, you know, to learn Kavura from? Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So it's an inalienable right. Kavura isn't, you know, something that a person is zocha to, you know, based on, like, the way that they live, like, to be, right? Like, oh, this person, you know, he lived such a glorious and mara life. You know, he really deserves a kavura. No, it's inalienable. It's a product of Tzelem Elokim. You could be the worst of the worst, and you're still, you know, subject to the din of kavura. Okay, so the Kometz HaMincha, anybody happen to know what the Kometz HaMincha is? Well, I mean, I don't mean like kmitza as a halachic institution, but what's the Kometz HaMincha? Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch, when the Sefer was going to publication, you sort of get this sense, if you read the Minchas Chinuch, his mind was always percolating. So the idea of his Sefer going to print was a very ambivalent experience for him. On the one hand, it would be a great thing, it would be Yotzei La'or. On the other hand, you know, it would be, you know, it was like very frightening because he has like all these thoughts that haven't been included. So he wrote the Kometz HaMincha, which is like an addendum to the Minchas Chinuch. So all the things that he was thinking about while they were publishing the Sefer. So I was reading the Kometz HaMincha, so he raises this question. He actually raises two questions. One of them I think I can be machria without too much trouble, if he is daiti. The second one I think really depends, but I'm not sure that I agree with the way that he set it up. All right, so he says, Shamnis tapakti v'dei noach v'megadif v'ovid avarazara, itzarech l'tloso gamkein kamo b'Yisrael. So he says, I'm not sure. We know that two of the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach are Birkas Hashem and Avodah Zarah. So if those are the two halachic personalities in Judaism that are Mechuyev and Tliya, so is that the case for b'nei Noach? Okay, that's number one. And number two, V'im tzarech lahorido kodem ba'ashemesh v'omer lav b'lav d'lo salin. And then he says, Miloshen Rashi shehevi amashal shel yomru achiv shel melech taloi ayin shamashim lechore d'zeu rak b'Yisrael v'shuv matzasi b'ramban ala Torah. Okay, they're missing the acronym. That's clearly not Moshe. It should be Mishum Hachi. All right. In any event, what basically the second suffix is the Isser Daraisa of Baal Talent, does that apply to Bnei Noach or not? That's a really interesting question. So for Gentiles, you know, whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's all over the world, Avi, you could ask the following question. Is there a lav of leaving bodies out, right? There's an argument to be made, right? Salam Elokim, it's a bizayon. We just talked about how everybody deserves kavura. So let's deal with Rishon ve'al Achron Achron in the spirit of this week's parsha. Hanan's smiling sagaciously because he knows Rashi in this week's parsha. He's a repeat champion of the Shnayim Mikra endeavor, I think. They announced these things. So why not try to be like Rivka? Okay, so the Rambam writes, Hilchos Melachim, Al shisha dvarim ditztav adam rishon avod azar birkes Hashem shvichos dam gil arayos gezel dinim. Avo bisha kulan hin kabala bi adinim isha rabbeinu v'das neitel lehen michal divrei Torah yira shal elu nitztav. Hosif l'noach ever minachai shenemar ach basar Benavsho Damalos Achelu Nimtu Sheva Mitzos, Benoach Shaver Lachas Misheva Mitzos Elu, Yehareg Besayef. Okay, so they get put to death with the sword. The next parak, the Rambam says, is one exception. Karbiyarnu Shakal Misas Bene Noach Besayef, Elo Yimbala Ishis Yisrael, Onarimu Rasa Yisakel, Yimbala Achar Shenichnas Alachopa, so she has a regular Dinavashas Ish, Kodem Shetibal Yechonik. So in other words, if you're dealing with the Bas Yisrael, so you take on the penalties of Bene Yisrael. Dehainu for Ben Yisrael that's with a Nara Murasa, it's Beskila, Stamine Shasish, it's Bechenek. Okay, so what do you think? What's the early evidence in the Rambam? Do you think that Bnei Noach, who are guilty of Avodah Zarah, and Birkas Hashem get a Din Tliya? It almost, there's no Shaila, right, to me? Because, go ahead. Yeah, it would be like the most amazing Ikar Chasar Min HaSefer you ever saw in your life if like the Rambam was hiding this information for us. The Rambam goes out of his way to say, oh, there's one exception where they're subject to Dinei Yisrael, which is Nara Murasa or Eishas Ish. So I don't really understand the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch at all. Moreover, even by Klal Yisrael, it's a tolda, if you will, of Skila. So, you know, the whole Onesh is different. So how in the world would you say, right? The only machlokas in the Mishnah is either kol aniskala nitlin divi Rab Lazar, v'chachamim eno nitla l'megadei v'ovid Avodah Zarah. All right. The Raman Hilchos Sanhedrin, I think, is the makib apatish here. I think this destroys any suffix of the Minchas Chinuch on the ground. Mrs. Asi litlos is a megadei v'ovid Avodah Zarah, shenemar kiki lasa lehim taloi hara megadei v'amor, v'ovid Avodah Zarah, namar es Hashem hu megadei. It's interesting. Basically, normally you think that Avodah Zarah is the worst thing in the Torah, but as far as Tliya goes, that's the less obvious point. Tliya is more associated with Birkas Hashem, probably because the Pasuk says, Ki kil las elokim taloi. right, so Kate said mitzvah sanitlin. Achar shesoklin osan mishakin esakar ba'aretz. It's instantaneous. You could miss it during a commercial break. Not just the nitlin, but really all people. Or in the modern era, so that people could attend Levaya. Eino overlap. So again, the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin makes it plain and obvious that you can only talk about Tliya once Skila has taken place. So I don't really see any grounds for the first Safik of the Minchas Chinuch. The second issue is a very serious issue. I mean, to be honest, you know, my real reaction to the first Safik of the Minchas Chinuch is Udukarila, my Karila. Like, what was he thinking? I don't really get the Safik entirely. So, you know. That's number one. Number two. So, Belosatamiya said Mascha. Anybody happen to know just Bikiyas, this Ramban? It's one of these landmark Rambans where you say, yeah, only he could have said that. What's his Shita? Nachi, what's his Shita here? What would the Ramban say? Belosatamiya said Mascha. So, this is like, you know, part of the Ramban's general doctrine that it's not really the mitzvah satzlius ba'aretz, I mean, that too. But that Eretz Yisrael is really, you know, the Makom HaMishpat. Everything is at a higher level there. And all of these, you know, things that aren't mitzvot atzilus baretz take on additional significance. So wouldn't you know it, the Ramban thinks that if a person is over the Isser Daraisa of Baal Talin in Eretz Yisrael, they get a second lav called Velo Sitameh Asad Masocha. So if I'm Malinus Meso in Madagascar or in Sweden or in Canada, right, so that's one Isser Doraisa. If I do it in Eretz Yisrael, it's two. Baal Talin Nivlaso, right, Lo Salin Nivlaso La'etz, and also Velosa Tamei Es Ademasecha. Okay. So this stuff definitely relates to the Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch. What's the status of B'nai Noach vis-a-vis Baal Talin? Sariel.
What's the second topic
of the Minchas Chinuch? Does Baal Talin apply to non-Jews? Well, the first topic was whether the din of Tliya, Bichlal, applies to non-Jews. Okay, so, all right, Nachi, but you want to put it into the record here? Velosa Tamei Esed Mascha?
Velosa Tamei Esed Mascha. Well, I'll ask you what you're saying. In any town of God, Revor Shalut Tamei Esed Mascha, Shinkin Yehudder Bechutz Laretz, Avavu Lav Shin, Yenei Hamalin, Hamilin,
Hamalin,
Hamalin, Toloi, or view Hamas Barretts over Vishne Lavin Base. Bechutz Laretz Base, Velo Tasei Echa. Shehu Laman Min HaToloi Kasher Pirashti. Min HaLav Azek Kvar, Cover Yoshua Malchik
Nan Biyoma. And remember that alliance of the five Malchi and Mori who got together to fight the Jewish people? After Yericho and Ai, they said, we needed to form an alliance here because they're really strong. So you have Melech Yerushalayim, Melech Hebron, Melech Yarmut. I forget who the other two were. Gavi or Shimshi, you want to remind me? Okay. Anyway, so there's an alliance of five kings of the Amori, and he traps them in a cave, and then he kills them, and then he hangs them, and then he brings them down right away. So, that's a really interesting question. Okay, so why was he so sensitive? Did that have to do it before Shkia? So the first thing in the Ramban is that the second lav applies. So it sounds like, you know, from the Ramban here, that there's no Isser Daraisa of Baal Talin, there's only an Isser Daraisa of, right, Velosa Sami Esad Masacha, which would then mean that B'nai Noach in general have no Isser of Baal Talin. It's interesting. Some of the poskim say, okay, maybe if they're not mechuyav in Baal Talin, they're still mechuyav in Nivel Hameis. They're not allowed to, like, let it go for 3 weeks because that's really, you know, a degrading scenario. It's an interesting kind of middle ground. But be that as it may, the first day in the Ramban seems to deny that Baal Talin would apply to B'nai Noach anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it's, you know, more an issue of Tumas Haaretz. But then the Ramban circles back a little bit and he says, meaning what? That, you know, we have this, you know, mashal, which we're going to read inside in Rashi in a second, that when a human being is nitla, because of the similarity between a human being and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's kind of a klal that's generated. Maybe Yoshua was choshesh for that. Nachi, does that sound like Iker Hadin? He thinks that Baal Talin applies to non-Jews? No. So again, the Minchas Chinuch said, I think it's a machlokas Rashi Ramban. Rashi would say Baal Talin doesn't apply to non-Jews. The Ramban would say Baal Talin does apply to non-Jews. So my quibble here with the Minchas Chinuch is, according to the first day in the Ramban, it certainly doesn't apply. According to the second day in the Ramban, it sounds like it's more of a chumra than anything else. But the Minchas Chinuch actually had another essay in the Ramban, which I'll point out in a second. But let's at least put Rashi into the record. Rashi says, Kiki Elas Elohim Taloi. So you would think, Avi, it's purely a din, right, in Selam Elohim. Like, who cares if it's a Jew or not, right? So we don't want people unburied overnight. Zilzulo Shamelchush Adam Asai B'dimosti Yakno Selam Elohim. But all of a sudden, Rashi throws in the words, V'Yisrael Heim Banav. Mashal Shneyachim Tom B'Shay Dom L'Zalzeh. One becomes the king, and one becomes, a criminal. So that's why God doesn't like it, because everybody's going to say, the king was, hanging right over there. So that's a very delicate situation. That's something that needs to be avoided at all costs. But again, Rashi throws in this idea, v'Yisrael heim banav, that it's not a din selam elokim eitan, but it's actually a din, right, in Yisrael. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch came up with this idea that according to Rashi, there is no Issa Darais of Baal Talin as far as non-Jews are concerned, not in Eretz Yisrael and not anywhere else. Now, this could be a Rashi l'shitaso. So Rashi in Psachim, we deal with it mostly outside just in the interest of time. So the sugya is Yiharig Vel Yavor, right? And so then we want to know, why is it that I can't go and kill somebody to save my own life, right? Chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Right? That's Rabbi Kivan Bem Tur. So I say, I'm sorry, but for me to live to see another day, I'm going to have to make sure that you don't live to see another day. What's so bad about that? The Gemara says it's not based on a pasuk, it's not based on a sod, it's not even based on a neo chasidus. It's actually a svara. So the svara is exactly. So basically, who's to say that your blood is any redder? What does that sound like? How does the Rambam distill that? The Rambam says, "Ain dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Who do you think you are? You're better than he is. So maybe you should die and he should." So Rashi says twice on that Gemara. Remember the first time I saw this, I almost fell out of my seat in the base medrash. I'll never forget it. If I have time at the end, I'll tell you with a really funny sequel to this. So Rashi says that only applies to a fellow Jew. It's mishum shchibas nafsho shel Yisrael. Okay, glad everybody here is sitting down. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi strongly implies that if it were a non-Jew, so you'd go and kill the guy so that you could live to see another day. Okay, I'm not saying anybody should enact this. This is a very shocking idea. But Rashi says, it could be that Rashi is l'shitaso, that when you talk about Tzelem Elokim, Rashi doesn't deny the Mishnah, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Everybody's created B'Tzelem Elokim, but in terms of halachos that are like a product of Tzelem Elokim, whether it's Miyemer the Damidach Sumak Tvei, Doma Damidah Gavra Sumak Tvei, or the halacha of Tzelem Elokim in terms of Baal Talin, right? Kiki Elas Elokim Taloi, that in terms of Tzelem Elokim, halacha lemaisa, we only apply that to Yisrael Shehem Banav. Okay, so that's why the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say if Baal Talin is really a product of, Tzelem Elokim, so Rashi, is going to say B'nei Noach are not Mechuyavin. Now the Ramban, again, we saw was a little bit mistayeg. He's a little hesitant on this point. He had two different svaras. So let's get in that other essay of the Ramban. So the Ramban wrote, this is in the 11th source. Okay, David, go ahead. V'amashal b'shnei achim etom yesh lo sod. So he's sholel Rashi. He rejects Rashi. It's not limited to Jews. So I guess this is the part that the Minchas Chinuch wanted to focus on. And as you're dealing with the worst of the worst, but there are still outer boundaries, you can't let his body hang. Minuvelas ubizuya kamo. There's nothing like this. This is the worst. Ve'ein roi, says the Ramban. Ki sham tziva sabracha chayim et olam v'lachein tziva Yoshua. And that's why Yoshua brought down the bodies. Now it's interesting. The Radak says that beferush. We take a look at the Radak and say for Yoshua, says Vahilez Boa Shemesh Mide Tumas Arat Sayunit Lindikvarim, Rabba Bishena Mibne Israel, Kamosha Omer, Losetame Esad Mascha, Kamesh Sheeno Nikbar, who Tumas Arat, the Fikach, Tziva Ken Yoshua, Lassos Lamelchai, Lachamesha Samlochim Haela. So the Radak says that Mefurash in his commentary on Yoshua, that there's no Issa Daraisa Baltalin, but there is an issue of Tumas Arat. So the Minchas Chinuch presented it like it was a Davar Pasha that the Ramban thought that Baal Talin applied to Bnei Noach. But I've now showed you two essays in which it's anything but that, right? It's not a Davar Pasha. If it was such a Davar Pasha, you wouldn't need 2 days. In the first essay, and David, as you read, and by the way, very well, here in the Ramban, he says, Kisham tziva sabrach chayin malolam, vilachein tziva Yoshua v'yoridu me'ala etzim. In the end of the day, the Ramban keeps on circling back to this Tumas Haaretz point. You know, if he was so convinced that the Mashal al Shnei Ha'achim HaTo'omim applies to Bnei Noach, which, by the way, he does say in one line, I don't know why the Ramban keeps on, right, Shimshi, like, keeps on having to circle back, oh, it's Tumas Haaretz. Just say that it applies to Bnei Noach. So, I'm, like, very dubious of setting this up as a straight machlokes Rashi, Ramban. I've already showed you that the Ramban is more nuanced than the Minchas Chinuch made it out to be. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of fancy footwork and show you I think Rashi is more complicated than the Minchas Chinuch made him out to be. So it's true that Rashi al Torah here and Rashi in Psachim makes it sound like, you know, Tzelem Elokim lehalacha, we limit to Jews. Miyamer Dabididach, Baal Talin, but there is a sugya in Sanhedrin, where this actually comes from, where I'm going to show you that Rashi's a little bit more nuanced. But first, let me take you to the Marsha. So the Marsha says the following: I am Beirush Rashi v'Chumash Beirush Rashi Zolzula Melchus Adam Asav Vidus Diyaknav Yisraelim Banav Aval Haramban. So the Marsha like sort of sets it up according to the conventional wisdom that the Minchas Chinuch quoted. It's Machlokes Rashi Ramban. V'Lechora Dechenu Dehach Yeshua Shayu Chamisha Melachim Goyim. V'tziva Yoshua lahoridim kasha l'peirush Rashi. It's a terrible kasha for Rashi. Okay, so again, the Radak didn't think it was such a problem. You know, as long as you hold the Yisr Baal Tatame, Rashi doesn't. So, how is the Marsha going to resolve this? V'yesh liyashi l'peirush Rashi ika beis ta'amim b'lo sol nivlaso ho'echad kil lasso l'kim talui v'hai taima ika b'Yisrael v'lo be'ovde gilulim v'od ika taima acharina v'lo tatame esad mascha k'ameh she'eno nikbar u'tumas aretz. So I have to tell you, I find this Marsha to be like entirely unpersuasive. He's assuming that Rashi holds of this din of, you know, Velo Satame Esad Masacha as separate and apart from Lo Salin Nivlasol Eitz. But whose idea was that? Who came up with the idea that Baal Tatame is a second and separate Isser? The Ramban! Right. Rav Rosenzweig, Shlita, likes to say that the definition of pilpul, as opposed to lamdus, is pilpul is assuming that everybody holds of each other's assumptions. The only thing that we know about Shitas Rashi is that where Baal Talin applies, lo salin ivla soal eitz, ki kavar sikvenu yomahu, ki kilas alokim taloi, velo sitameh esad mascha, asher Hashem lokech nosin lechana achala. So how could you be mitameh es aretz according to Rashi? By violating Baal Talin. If you don't violate Baal Talin, what tumas aretz is there? So I'm like super skeptical, or as we used to say, highly skeptical, of this Maharsha. I just don't see that that would be Rashi's approach. But I wanted to conclude by noting that just as I mentioned before, that I think the Ramban is far more nuanced than the Minchas Chinuch made him out to be. You know, he's saying, oh, the Ramban, he definitely believes that Baal Talin applies to Bnei Noach. I'm not so convinced myself. I think that it's more of a Tumas Haaretz issue. You know, most of the time, the Ramban makes it about that than the Baal Talin issue, right? Because for the Ramban, he can. It's separate. There are two separate issues, right? Tumas Haaretz is separate Isser Daraisa. That can apply to people for whom Baal Talin doesn't apply. But the truth is that Rashi is a little bit more complicated than I think the Minchas Chinuch makes him out to be, but in the opposite direction. In other words, I'm going to try to conclude on a case that maybe Rashi actually does hold that Baal Talin can apply to Bnei Noach. So, you know, like the first and most important thing to do anytime you're learning any sugya is to look at the primary sources. Like Rashi's quoting this mashal of the Shnei Ha'achim, right? So, what did Rashi come up with that? I wouldn't put it past him, but he didn't. It's a Mefurash Gemara. So Ezra Leibowitz, do you want to just, you know, put the Gemara into the record for us? This is the 17th source. Okay, so this is a Shnei Achim to Omim. This is the Makor. It's actually Reb Meir who came up with it, not Rashi. Okay, so Rashi was beat to it by a mere 1,000 years, you know. Okay, so Rashi comments on the Gemara, the Shnei to Omim. He just says, right, Af Adam Asoi B'diokno Shalmakom. In other words, we're all created B'tzalam Elokim. So I don't know, you know, if you were approaching the sugya through the lens of Rashi in Sanhedrin as opposed to Rashi al Torah, what would your conclusion be? Does it apply to non-Jews?
Yes.
Yeah. So again, I'm not sure. I'm a supak. I don't know what Rashi's. If somebody, you know, hopefully not. If somebody put a gun to my head and said, you know, what's pshat in Rashi? I would say, to be honest, I don't know. Because I think Rashi and Sanhedrin points in a different direction than Rashi al Torah. And if they said, but you have to choose, I would say, I don't know, maybe the Kasav HaShlishi in Rashi is Rashi and Pesachim. Maybe, I don't know. You know, where Rashi seems to say, halachos that are based on Tzelem Elokim, we tend to limit to, you know, Yisrael. But I would be, like, really unsure if the Anas, depending on how big a lamdan he was, would accept that as an answer, or whether that would be, like, you know, grounds for him to move forward. I just don't know. So, you know, l'sakeim, let's summarize and distill. The first question of Minchas Chinuch I don't think is a question. I think it's inconceivable that the din of Tliya applies to Bnei Noach. How could the Rambam have skipped over that? The Rambam goes out of his way to say, oh, the one time where we don't give them hereg is if it's a Nara Murasa or an Eishes Ish, so we treat it like Yisrael, Chenek or Skila respectively. And anyway, you know, Tliya is a subcategory of Skila. Everybody agrees to that. The only question is, do you apply it to all of the Niskalim? Do you only apply it to the Ovid of Odazar and Birkas Hashem? So I don't see that suffix at all. The second question, I think, is a real question. But I don't think it's as simple as saying Rashi says no and the Ramban says yes. I'm not sure that Rashi says no. I don't know if the Ramban says yes. I think I'm a supak about both of those things. So I would leave that Bitzarach Ion. The Kometz HaMincha wants to be Machriya, it is a Machlokes Rishonim. I think it's possible, but I think it's equally possible that both Rashi and the Ramban, you know, may, in the end, take opposite positions than have been ascribed to them. So, you know, as the Rav used to say, Rabosai, Haltnish Kein Falsha Maskanos, don't draw any premature conclusions in the French.